Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is nixing the horrid of. Almost everyone has a few bad writing habits. They're often the kind of thing experts or even your friends can point to and say, yep, I know who wrote that. One of my bad habits is that I tend to overuse the word of, OF. A while ago, I was working on a technical document, and as I read back through it, I noticed that there must have been 20 instances of the word of. Ugh! Of is a preposition, and although it's not an inherently evil word, overusing it can make your writing sound passive and fussy. Here's an example of a bad sentence. She's the wife of George. That's just horrible. It makes me cringe just to say it. It makes me think of Margaret Atwood's book, The Handmaid's Tale, in which the handmaids had names like of Fred and of Glenn to indicate that they belonged to Fred and Glenn. They were the handmaids of Fred and of Glenn. But I digress. Here's a better way to say the same thing. She's George's wife. See, you don't need the of. The sentence sounds much more straightforward without it. She's George's wife. I'm hopeful that none of you would actually write, she's the wife of George, or any other such strained sentence. But more subtle, unnecessary ofs can slip into your writing if you aren't careful. Here's a more reasonable example. Reporting on some bizarre science experiment, you might write, the length of the remaining string can be used to calculate how far the snail has moved. There's nothing really wrong with that sentence, except that it leaves you wondering how to attach string to a snail, but you'd probably get to that later in the paragraph. Nevertheless, you could tighten up the sentence by rewriting it to say, the remaining string length can be used to calculate how far the snail has moved. See? The length of the remaining string compared with the remaining string length. The second version, without the of, sounds more direct. But remember, I said of isn't always wrong. There are good ways to use the word of. For example, please bring me a bucket of water. You have to write it that way to show that you want a bucket that actually has water in it. If you tried to rewrite it the way I did the length of string example, you'd end up with, please bring me a water bucket, which has a different meaning. People would think you were asking for a bucket that's meant to hold water, but is currently empty. You may remember that in episode 128, I talked about using of to show possession. Of is especially useful when you're dealing with double possessives. For example, if you want to talk about a photo that you own, you probably shouldn't say, that's my photo, because people might think it's a photo of you instead of a photo that belongs to you. You could say, the photo belongs to me, but you could also use an of and say, that's a photo of mine. The of indicates possession, as does the word mine, which is what makes it a double possessive. I also find of to be useful when I'm dealing with a complex trail of possession. I'm not certain this is a rule, but I find it easier to follow something like, he's the cousin of my neighbor's brother, than to say, he's my neighbor's brother's cousin. Finally, there's at least one idiom where you need an of. You need it in the phrase a couple of. You have a couple of marimbas, a couple of friends, and a couple of feather boas. In most similar phrases, the of is considered unnecessary, and you can leave it out. You jump off the pier, for example, not off of the pier. But a couple of is a special case. So although of can be useful, it can also clutter up your writing. If using it in the wrong way is one of your bad habits, as it is mine, you might want to use the find feature of your word processor to search for the word of after you finish your first draft, to look for sentences that could stand some rewriting. There's also a link to go to my PC at our website, quickanddirtytips.com, where you can also find a transcript of this show and all the other great Quick and Dirty Tips podcasts. I'm Mignon Fogarty. That's all. Thanks for listening.